Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, August 8th, 2007, is about the potential for the defense to be a special unit, and what we did and didn't learn from the family night scrimmage. Thanks for finding us. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
I think this camp, you know, we're having a lot of fun and we're playing well, both sides of the ball. So, our potential is huge and we just need to make sure we live up to it.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to the second week of Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And as promised, today we are going to talk defense.
Defense.
Plus, we'll touch on the family night scrimmage. And of course, we'll preview the first Packers preseason game coming up this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's get started. Let's talk Johnny Jolly.
Johnny Jolly. That's
did
a cool name.
Did you see the article the other day?
Yeah,
I think it was yesterday about the defensive
Jolly
line.
Jolly makes big...
There you go, by Bob McGinn, our favorite writer. Here you go. We got a sixth-round pick from last year, 183rd overall, and he's making all sorts of noise at camp, playing defensive tackle.
Number three on the depth chart.
Number three. It's frustrating.
How do you know your third guy is not going to be all that, and you're like, I don't know anything about Johnny Jolly. We need a defensive tackle. So I'm going to take Justin Harrell.
Oh, here we go. Justin Harrell. The Justin Harrell Bash-a-thon.
Well, I just think it's interesting.
Weekly.
It's just interesting.
Arrived.
So they talk about the one-on-one drills in
right,
the article,
pass
the
drills.
Pass
right,
rushing
right.
drills. So Jolly's 9-2-1.
9-2-1 against
okay. Here's everybody
offensive
else.
Lineman.
Harrell, 4-10-5.
That's no good.
Muir
That's
is
no good.
3-11-6.
Oh, boy.
Pickett's 1-3, and you're like, damn.
But he's not a pass rusher.
Cole is 1-6,
no,
and Williams is
0-4
and 2.
Help a brother out. But Johnny Jolly.
Johnny Jolly.
That's what I'm saying. But, okay.
But he's going up. I mean,
this
on
is the
one-on-one
thing. But
drills,
Justin Harrell,
I guess they're going against Tauscher and Clifton, right?
No. But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Justin Harrell's been going against people like Adam Stenovich, Travis LeFou, Tony Palmer. I know, right? So I just don't understand. You know, they're coddling this kid. They're coddling him. If your first round pick comes in and can't beat
Travis
LeFou, he should not be on the roster.
He's not even at full conditioning.
Oh,
I was watching the audio
don't
of him today talking
start.
About how he's in a
oh,
week.
Oh, were you watching the audio? Was he running on the treadmill when he was talking? Is he getting into condition? He's your first round pick. I don't care if he hasn't played in 5 years. He should come in and be destroying guys named Travis LeFou. It's ridiculous.
It really
it's
is.
Ridiculous.
But the good news is we do have Johnny Jolly, and
he's
taken
looking
up.
Great. He
and if we
great.
Have five defensive tackles, we possibly can trade.
Oh, here we go.
Trade.
They say they're not going to trade. They
wow,
say they're keeping
that would be
them
like
all.
A light coming from heaven, and we trade for, maybe we trade for a wide receiver. Or... A running back?
We're not
maybe get a running back?
For a running back.
I don't think Ted Thompson remembers how to trade.
Would
last
you
time he
stop
traded was
with
in
Thompson
when,
already.
When is the last time he
Who
traded?
Who cares? I don't care. He's trying. Okay.
Did he trade for Frank Walker? Did he trade
he
like a draft
no,
pick?
No, he acquired
he
him in free agency.
He
stop
it.
With the Ted Thompson bash. Just stop.
How
right?
good would it be though to trade for?
Oh,
somebody's...
we don't. We, okay, we're gonna see everybody over the course of the preseason, including Deshaun Wynn, who's looking better. We're gonna see Jackson, who looked good in the family night scrimmage, a lot better than I expected. And we're going to get Vernon Morency back, who we know is a good fit for the offense. So let's just hold off.
Well,
and
you know what else we're
going to
see?
Acquire running back.
We're going to see cut blocking for once, because we didn't see any cut blocking in the family scrimmage.
True.
Apparently,
that's
did
true.
You hear that audio here? Let me play this audio. Mike McCarthy talking about Mark Tauscher.
We've given them the opportunity to cut in the scrimmage, and they didn't cut. And it was more, I think, a confidence of the offense. And I mean, for example, Mark Tauscher has a really good angle on Ryan Pickett in the scrimmage, and he doesn't take it. So you can take that for what it's worth. But if we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, that guy needs to be on the ground.
Oh, wow.
On the ground.
Oh, man, he's not fooling around.
Wait, you got to hear the rest of what he said about cut blocking.
That's part of our base offense. So cutting's not illegal. I don't think it's dirty at all, as long as it's done with proper technique. It's a technique we work on every single day. So I don't look at it at all as dirty football.
That's what I'm talking about. It's in the rule book. If it's in the rule book, do it.
I guess.
No, I mean, if you take it out of the rule book, then it's a penalty and it's a fine and that's it.
As soon as you start, as soon as like a really good defensive tackle says, hey, that guy killed my whole career.
Right.
You know, as soon as it happens to a Reggie White or somebody like that.
A true
and
great.
We look dirty. I don't like that. We shouldn't look dirty.
No, we shouldn't look dirty, but we're not, you know, we're following the rules.
I know.
We're following the rules.
No, I hear you.
That's it. And it's the letter of the law.
I hear you.
It's the rule book.
I know guys in Halo get mad when I use Halo. What it's called, the noob combo. Oh, when you noob people.
We are geeks.
Shut up. You play Madden.
I play Madden almost every night. Just ask my wife.
Geeks.
I'm a total geek. But I'm just saying, like in Madden, it's another perfect example. Like, you know, guys.
They're a superhero when you use a guy.
Like they use Michael Vick, you know, they'll like run a million yards in one play. It's like, come on.
Yeah, but he sort of does that. Well.
He used to. Oh, we digress.
We really can't talk about that.
No.
We'll get sued.
It'd be fun, but we won't.
But have you seen that chew toy, though, they came
out
with?
Oh, stop. That chew toy's hilarious.
That thing is awesome.
People, look it up. There's
a
chew toy
online. It's only $50 on eBay.
Chew toy.
Although,
looks like Michael Vick.
Apparently, when it comes out in September, it's going to be like $8 or something, $12.
Ooh, inflation.
I want that. I don't even have a dog. I want one for my cats.
That's great.
I want something for my cats to choose.
But getting back. Okay. But getting back to... Well, to Madden and the defense, but you know what? Something that really I was so mad about is I'm reading about Marquardt Manuel is going to keep his starting job. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but who's going to take it though?
I don't care. Anybody.
Wait, let's look at the depth chart.
I mean, okay, there's Atari Bigby. There's you know, Marvell Underwood, who looked great in camp last year, not looked so good so far this year. You know, there's who's the other guy? Rouse, the rookie, the third round pick, who's huge, who had a hellacious hit in the family night scrimmage. Oh my goodness.
Wait, we got Marquand Manuel, Atari Bigby, Marvell Underwood.
Yeah. You know, and I think
Alvin Nabuafi.
Yeah, you know, Nabuafi. No, maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
We'll see. I was really hoping someone would step up. I was hoping we would draft somebody, maybe a Reggie Nelson who was available at the time. But
I mean, that's true,
he,
you know.
He took a defensive tackle instead. But what do you think, people? You dear listeners of ours, our second poll.
Maybe we can get more than three people to vote this time.
Hey, but three people voted.
Well, we were both one each, so
that's
one
true.
Person
I was,
voted.
I was one of them. You were one of them. But that means one person voted.
I think it was your dad's friend,
Jeff Jordan. Jeff Jordan, did you vote? Was it
he
you?
Was the one, or it was
if
your
it
dad?
If it was you, it was
maybe it was my dad.
Maybe it was one of our dads or one of our dad's friends. Anyway, people, cheeseheadtv.com.
Go to the poll.
Dad's friends.
Who is gonna start?
Countrymen.
Who's gonna start
opposite
Nick Collins? So, how was family night scrimmage? Did you like that?
Are you sure you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
Oh, that's gotta be painful. Yeah. Listeners, Corey Behnke doesn't have DirecTV.
Yeah, like a lot of Manhattanites who live in high rises and they can't get the northeast view of the southwest quadrant of the satellite or coordinate or whatever.
Oh.
And when you have a slumlord, then, you know, it's very hard.
But those of us who live in Queens, we have no problem.
I mean, right now my ceiling's coming in. I mean, don't even get me started about getting satellite a dish. I just don't understand. Why does the NFL... I don't get it. You know, my grandfather would be very, 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 very upset the fact
that
the Dallas Cowboy game is only able to be seen by people on the NFL Network.
That's correct. And
that have it.
We all know Corey Behnke will be making his way to Shea Nagler that evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Schlepping out to Queens, buddy. Well, you know, it was a good night. Family night was... I saw some great, again, that word. Potential. Jackson looked a lot better than expected. Looked great out of the backfield.
Was he going against Justin Harrell?
Let's hope not. Because he only played... Justin Harrell played two plays.
But didn't you say he stuffed a run?
He stuffed a run.
Was Brandon Myrie running?
No. I can't remember who it was, but he stuffed the run, and he shed a block, and he stuffed the run, which was great. And then he batted down a pass. And then he sat down, and he went to the sideline and drank some Gatorade.
Well, when you're the 16th pick, you know, they got to be careful.
You got to coddle. Gotta call.
They gotta put on the kid gloves.
Give me a break. Meanwhile, Johnny Jolly was tearing it up. That kid looked fierce.
It's kind of nice, though, when you can control the defense.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and the offense.
For instance, Jackson never once had to pick up a blitz, you know, which is obviously his shortcoming by all accounts. But no, he looked great out of the backfield. He looked great catching the ball. He looked great running routes. So that was encouraging. Yeah, the defensive backs look good. They got a lot of good young talent there. They got
Frank Walker.
Oh, not so young, not so talent. That was our one pickup, really? With all the guys we have on this roster.
They have Patrick Dendy.
They went and had to get Frank Walker?
They have Jarrett Bush.
I just don't understand. Yeah, and Jarrett Bush looked really good. And Atari Bigby looked good at safety.
I want Rouse Atari Bigby to be good because his name's Atari.
Because his name's Atari.
He got a cool name.
Now you got to love that. How can you not want this kid to just succeed?
What if your name was Atari Clowney?
Oh, then we would have some issues. We would have some issues. And you know who else looked great? James Jones. Love this kid.
James Jones.
My love affair continues. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, may I just put out here for public consumption. Last week, I was berated by my co-host in regards to the fact that Greg Jennings only scored 3 touchdowns his rookie season, thereby meaning, oh, he was never going to amount to much. He didn't show very much last year, blah, 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 blah. Well, I did a little research this week, and I found out that Sterling Sharp, Robert Brooks, Antonio Freeman, none of these people had more than 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, but you gotta look at James Lofton. I don't think he looked.
Oh, okay. So
and
if he's not James Lofton,
I don't think he looked at Johnny Blood. I don't think he looked at Paul Horning.
Okay, great.
Oh, maybe because you didn't go to the earlier Packers because you were, you know.
Because I live in the now and I want our Packers to win, and I'm trying to compare them to a comparable era when we play against comparable defenses.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You're gonna compare.
You want to dismiss him like he's nothing.
If you're gonna talk about Packer history, then
the kid is
gonna
be. I'm not talking about Packer history. I'm talking about Greg.
You're talking about
Jennings.
No, you're talking about what a wide receiver did in his rookie season.
Right.
Okay,
right.
We'll go back, buddy.
Why? What relevance does that have?
I'm sorry, James Lofton has relevance.
To the Packer record book, very much so.
Yeah, but
what he did his rookie season in the 80s when people stacked defensive talent on the roster for a long, long time and built up great defenses doesn't matter in the free agency era. Talk to me about people since 93. That's all I care about because that's the era we live in now. God bless the Green Bay Packers. God bless the 60s. God bless the Hall of Fame. Love them all. But it has no bearing on Greg Jennings and his performance going forward.
Blasphemy.
Oh, stop. You just stop right now.
Well, come
anyway, on. Anyway, and no.
Whatever.
What, we're going to turn this into
Greg
a Hall
Jennings.
Of Fame argument. Greg Jennings looks, Jennings looks great.
He better look great.
Well, and now he's got this hip thing. Who knows? Mm. Oh, the injury bug.
Well, this Tom Silverstein article from JS Online called "Martin Fades into View," and I was laughing about it.
The other guy I was touting last week.
Rubel Martin's huge, and he's like, you know, Aaron Rodgers loves him.
Well, yeah, but they got to use him in the red zone.
I thought it was funny. Aaron Rodgers was quoted as saying he chucks it up all the time.
I know, and he tried to in Family Night, and you know what happened? Rubel Martin. Offensive pass interference, and he dropped the ball.
Against Patrick Dendy.
Oh, it was so, probably. I don't know. I missed it. But it was so unfortunate.
It's sort of
his time to shine.
Well, they're trying to do this fluff piece, but it's like, okay, so here, I quote, in one-on-one drills during practice Monday, he had a tough time getting off the bump at the line of scrimmage from cornerback Charles Woodson on one turn, and then two, couldn't shake safety Marvell Underwood on a deep route on another turn. And then three, after letting a long pass from Brett Favre slide from his fingertips during team drills, he finally beat cornerback Patrick Dendy on a deep post for a 60-yard touchdown.
All right, Ruvell.
Yeah,
that's
to
my
beat
dog.
Patrick Dendy, buddy.
Hey, if you can smoke Patrick Dendy, you can get shut down probably most of the time.
I mean,
poor
if you
kid.
Can't leave the line of scrimmage, what's the point?
I think it's the Aaron Nagler curse. I talked him up, and now it's, that's
Ruvell Martin.
Now he looks horrible. Well, he's
who
still
knows?
Got time.
Who knows?
He's still got
we know
time.
Nothing. I put all this stuff we're talking about. Wait, on the script.
Yeah.
What did I was like, too early to tell anything portion of the show.
which is what the Family Night. I mean, Abdul Hodge looked like a monster in the Family Night scrimmage last year and then looked horrible against Seattle later in the year. So who knows? Again, we know nothing. We're not railbirds. We're here in New York City and we're Packer transplants and we don't know nothing.
So, speaking of not knowing nothing, we've got the Steelers coming up.
The Steelers, who, can I just say, looked like a freaking juggernaut against the Saints the other night.
I didn't see that either.
Holy cow. They look like they're
Did
first
you see
string,
that on NFL Network, too?
Yes, because it was on the NFL
awesome.
Network. Sorry.
Cool.
Sorry to put the salt in the wound there. But no, they look like their offense. Goodness gracious, looks like they're in midseason form. Roethlisberger, second play of the first drive, throws a 60-yard bomb to Cedric Wilson. Two plays later, guess who punched it in? Najee Davenport.
Oh.
Yeah, from the 1 yard line. Or
I wonder,
line,
I wonder
like
if
that.
He ever told them the story about him taking a crap.
Oh, I don't want to know about it. I'm sure Mike Tomlin has put that up on the wall somewhere. You know,
every time I think everybody. Of Najee Davenport, that's what
how
I think
can,
of.
How can you not?
How can you not? The poor how do you kid. Draft a guy that...
Okay, wait, I should stop. The poor kid? The kid took a dump in this girl's freaking closet.
He did. And I told my dad that story. He didn't know that story one time. I told
did
him.
Did he really?
It was the first year we took him.
Right.
You had told
that
me
was
the story.
Everybody read about it. It was like ridiculous.
It was
funny. And then he had to like miss a day of camp or something because he had to go to court.
And he had all of two games that were good.
Well, he's going to get to play against us now in the preseason.
Ooh.
Hit some
The number
some
one
people.
Preseason game, the first.
Our first.
Numero
that's right.
uno.
Numero uno for the pack.
We get to see. They can't do that against Patrick Dendy, dude.
Don't start with your Patrick Dendy. Well, we'll see. We're going to see Patrick Dendy. We're going to see. I mean, and well, obviously the starters we'll get to see for maybe a minute, maybe two, you know. Brett will probably play three plays, mm-hmm. and that'll be it. So we'll get to see a lot of. Aaron Rodgers. A lot
we'll
of Aaron Rodgers.
We'll get to see
Rodgers.
Him bomb it to Reveal Martin.
Possibly. We'll see
we'll
a lot of
Jennings. The bomb.
And I want to see improvement. If we can improve it in the cup blocking. Because you remember, last preseason, we looked ridiculous against the Chargers. I mean, in that first
hey,
game.
Hey, look. Mike McCarthy said it best.
We look ridiculous.
They better be on the ground.
They better be on the ground.
The opportunity equals on the ground.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed our second attempt at Packer punditry here at Packer Transplants. Please share us with your fellow Packer fans and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.